You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today, I will be covering the case of Robert Gary Spohr and Wendy Wood on another minisode. On June 5th, 2021, 911 dispatchers would receive a call from a Lake Tahoe residence. The person on the other end didn't speak, but dispatchers asked authorities to do a wellness check. When officers arrived for a wellness check, they were not prepared for the scene that they walked in on. Robert Gary was found dead from a gunshot, and his wife, Wendy, had also been shot and was clinging to life. What happened that afternoon? And who is the mysterious man seen on local surveillance footage outside of their home? Wendy and Robert Gary should have been celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary, October 2021. The two met in college, and family said for the next 50 years, they were inseparable. Not only were they partners in life, but in business as well. They were more than just a couple. They were best friends. Both Robert Gary and Wendy loved to travel, and in the 70s and 80s lived abroad in Afghanistan and Hong Kong. Wendy and Robert Gary were both in real estate, and 17 years prior had decided to build their home just off Highway 89 on the west shore of Lake Tahoe. Their home is located right across the street from Hurricane Bay, a popular beach with a bike path that runs right past their house. Both of them loved their community, and they were very involved in helping with the housing crisis locally, and part of the debate on the short-term vacation rentals and how that was impacting their local workers and their housing needs. Saturday, June 5th was a beautiful day in Lake Tahoe. The sun was shining and people were out enjoying the weekend. Robert, Gary, and Wendy were home enjoying their peaceful Sunday together alone. The timeline of events and exactly what happened is hazy, but here's what we do know. Around 3:30 p.m., we see a man in white jogging pants, black jacket, wearing a black backpack, sunglasses, and a mask, walking on the bike trail. At some point near Robert, Gary, and Wendy's home, he is seen getting off the bike trail and walking up their driveway, ducking behind cars, heading into Wendy and Robert Gary's home. From there, we only can try to piece together the events that happened. Investigators believe this unknown masked man waited for their moment to attack the couple because there was no sign of forced entry and no sign of a struggle. The main reason they believe that he waited for a time to attack is the time frame from when they see him approach the house to when the 911 call is received. The 911 call would be placed around 5:30 p.m. That's roughly a two-hour window. When local 911 receives a call from a residence in town, with the caller being silent on the other end of the line, they do ask the authorities to please go check it out. That's when officers would arrive to find Robert Gary, already deceased from a gunshot wound, on the second floor, lying near the fireplace, and Wendy, who had been shot twice, lying in her bathroom with her ever-fateful companion, her dog, Maggie. Their daughter, Adrienne, truly believes that it was their dog, Maggie, that woke her mother, who, after being shot, was lying there unconscious, bleeding out on the floor. She believes that's what brought her mother back to consciousness, enough for her to be able to get the phone and call 911 for help. Adrienne says Maggie is treated like royalty in her family because they truly believe, along with her mother's iron will, that Maggie being there that day, staying by her side and waking her up, is why her mother survived. Investigators called an ambulance to the scene and Wendy was rushed to the hospital. She spent a month in the ICU and weeks in rehab, relearning the basic skills like how to walk, eat, and talk again. Wendy has no recollection of that day and the events that unfolded, but the grief of not knowing who murdered her husband weighs on her recovery. Adrienne said, quote, "It was just a regular day, and it turned into something so dark and horrific. The only peace I have is that my dad died instantly. I seriously hope my mom never remembers, even if it led to the killer. If that was the one thing that led to the killer, that's hard. That's tough," unquote. Investigators believe this was a targeted hit because there was nothing missing that day. In their eyes, this man came to Wendy and Robert Gary's home for one thing, and it was to murder them both. But why? Without an established motive, it really makes it hard to not only push forward in the investigation, but to help the family who's grieving the loss of a loved one even begin to try to move on. Adrienne said their once peaceful home on the beach is now a place she cannot go alone, because they don't know why her parents were targeted and don't think it's a safe place to be when there's a killer still out there walking free. Placer County Sheriff's Department does have a person of interest, one that they are keeping close to the vest as to not jeopardize the investigation, but they are asking for the public's help, especially locally. The family is asking anyone who is in the Lake Tahoe area to include the West Shore, Homewood, and Tahoe City on June 5th, 2021, that afternoon into the evening, to please look in any photos, videos, helmet cam, or dash cam footage they might have from that day. They believe there might be hidden clues in them that could help solve this case. Adrienne said, quote, "We need evidence that gets us over the hurdle. We need this smoking gun to be able to just close this case," unquote. The family is hoping that the reward of $150,000 that is being offered for information will help bring forward some new information. Adrienne said, quote, "Please come forward. Whether you know the person who did this or you have footage, please take the time to look at it, because it means the world to our family. It means being able to sleep at night, being able to know you're safe in your own home. So please come forward," unquote. The family has set up a webpage with information about the case and how to contact investigators with any tips or information regarding the case. And as always, I will be adding the link along with sources and informative links in the show notes and on the Sipping on Some Crime webpage. The family is asking that all tips be provided to Placer County Sheriff at 530-889-7853 or via email to bmattiso@placer.ca.gov. As always, thank you for listening to Robert Gary and Wendy's case today. Please share their story in any format you feel comfortable. Even just word of mouth can make a huge impact in any case. I wanted to ask one more thing from you all today. Subscribing and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts will help these cases reach a further audience. I would really appreciate it if you were able to take a few moments after listening to do that. Any feedback will serve to improve my podcast and help shine a light on these cases. Don't forget, when you see those missing and murdered posts on social media, to like, share, and retweet. Every time we share a face, we get closer to solving a case. Until next time.